Brothers and sisters in Christ, for those of you that do not know me, I'm Father Jose Chicas, originally from El Salvador. I was at the Sacred Heart of Jesus in Boulder as a parochial vicar. And the Archbishop has asked me to come and serve here at Our Lady of Loreto. I'm happy to be here and to serve you. And I hope that I get to know all of you little by little. This gospel, you remember the last Sunday, Jesus Christ was speaking to the disciples and he was talking to them about the sower, okay? Today we have also three more parables, okay, that Jesus Christ is giving us to all of us to help us, especially in our lives, and to see how also the same way that the graces of God, they are growing and growing inside of us, there is also the devil that doesn't want to rest. He doesn't know the word vacation. He doesn't take vacations. So he's constantly attacking us, you know, and deceiving us. And that's why this gospel speaks about this master that sows good seed in the field, right? And it says that when they were sleeping, when they were asleep, it was growing. It's the same thing, no? That in our lives, we don't know when the graces of God, they grow. But they are growing inside of us. We don't notice it. We don't notice them, but they are growing. We will notice them at the end of the age, at harvest time, what the gospel says. But it says that the slaves came to him. So they have a doubt on the master. They are doubting the master. And they are asking, "Master, did you not sow good seed in the field?" They thought that he also put a bad seed into the fields. That's why they ask him this question. And he says, "No." He says, "Where have the weeds have come from?" And he says, "An enemy has done it." There is the enemy. And he says, and the slaves, they also want a part that they have a doubt from, you know, of the master. They also want to take action. They also want to make a decision on the field, not the master. So they are taking, basically, they want to take the place of the master. And they want to decide for the master. And they ask him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" And the master says, "No." He says, "No, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the weed along with them." Why the master says this? Why the master is allowing, you know, the weeds to grow in this at the same time with the wheat? There is only one reason, okay? Because as they are growing up, you do not notice the difference. There is no difference. There is a difference. And this is what I hope you understand, because this is what Jesus Christ is trying to tell us in this gospel. To see that our life, maybe at right now we don't notice the things, but we will notice them at the end of time. And it says that let them grow together. Right? Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will send you know, the harvesters to collect the good things and, you know, and the bad. So the wheat and the weeds. You know that at harvest time, the difference is clear, because the weeds is green, okay, it's still green, because it hasn't died. It has not given its life. It's still green, right, straight, you know. Nothing has happened to it. Nothing. Instead, the wheat, because of the fruit, is bent down, because the fruit is heavy. It is heavy. So the one that has the fruit is bent down, that you can see the difference. That's the moment when they come and they uproot the wheat, and they left the good stuff, you know, and then they collect the good stuff later. Our life also, as a God has given us this possibility also to bear fruit, our life is, God is calling us to bear fruit. The more we die, okay, the more we die, we give fruit. Okay, we give fruit. It's true, many people would say, Father, but I'm tired of loving, I'm tired of forgiving, I'm tired of serving, I'm tired of listening, and no one listens to me, I'm tired. Huh? Yes, maybe you are tired right now, but there is a recompense. Because at the end of the gospel says that the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. Do you want to shine in the kingdom of the Father? God is giving us the possibility. God is giving us today. I was impressed as I was listening to the responsorial psalm. Says, Lord, you are good. You are good and forgiving. And it's amazing how God is good to all of us. Just look around, just look at your family, look at your spouse. God has given us another day. God has given me another day. That maybe I don't deserve it. Maybe I don't. Because many people around the world is dying today. Is dying. And God has given me another day to live. For what reason? To bear fruit. To bear fruit. And he says, and he's good and forgiving. He forgives us. It's amazing how many times, every time that I approach God, he will always, always forgive me. That's the only thing that he does. That is the only thing. It's to forgive. It is to forgive. And it's amazing. That's why this gospel verse, God is inviting us, you know, to, because he says that then the angels will come and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. God gives time also to repent. God gives time to repent. And it's true that God is patient. He is patient. But that patience ends at some point, and it will have to end. And at the moment when the judgment arrives, that's the end of time. May God give us, brothers and sisters, the grace, you know, to bear fruit today. The grace to see that as we approach the altar, this altar, God, Christ Himself is here, because He is the one that has given His life for all of us, to save us. And in the same way that He has given His life, we also have the possibility to give our life to our brothers and sisters.